Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about mastering our tools. Now, as web developers and web designers, we are craftspeople. So craftsmen, craftswomen, crafts whatever. We actually do have a craft. It's not something that's just black and white. It does require honing of skills, constantly working on them to keep those skills, and so on and so forth. Now, like all craftspeople, essentially you've got to know your tools. If you want to be good, a good craftsperson, you need to know your tools like the back of your hand, as the old saying goes. So I think we need to do the same with the tools and things we use day in and day out. We need to know exactly how they all work, what we need to do, like the back of our hand. Essentially, you want to be able to get to the point with the tools that you're using so that you don't have to think. There's no thinking involved. You'll notice that if you look at someone, say like a builder, how they use a hammer or a saw, they don't think about how they're doing it. They just go and do it. There's no I've got to do it this way. It's just like, okay, boom, and they go in and they do it. It's very, very simple. So that's what we need to do with our tools. So before I kind of delve into the tool side of things, it's not just software. Yes, we work on the web, but there's more things we need to know. So the hardware, for example, you should know everything about your computer. Like if you need to quickly do some changes to sound, you need to know how to do that. If you need to quickly plug something in, you need to do that. One of the biggest ones and the most obvious is the keyboard. You know, you should know where every key is on your keyboard without having to think like, oh, where is the tilde or where is J and K? That comes with the touch typing thing. So having that kind of stuff. Touching on keyboards as well, there's a magic number. I believe it's 80 words per minute. So if you want to not think about what you're doing, you need to type at least 80 words a minute. I believe that's the same amount of processing what your brain can do at once. So you're typing and you're not trying to keep up or slow down or anything like that. It should be just coming out naturally. So there's nothing slowing you down there. So that's a really important one. I think if anyone is really trying to up their game with stuff, is just improve your typing speed. And as well as your typing speed, your actual accuracy with your typing as well. And that's going to make a huge difference. But getting on the software side now, there's two major ones in the web. If you're a developer or someone who's doing front end, is your editor, as well as the browser. Now, the biggest one, browser, there's a lot of awesome tools for doing your front end work, as well as just general web work. You need to know them. If you use Chrome, make sure you know everything about the inspector and the console and the network tab and all that kind of stuff. Knowing those in and out, shortcuts to get to them, all those kind of things, they are going to save you tons of time and ultimately make you a better developer because you're knowing that certain tools are there and how they're actually going to be able to help you. The next one is your editor. Now, this is the biggest one out of anything. If you're writing code, front end, back end, whatever, your editor is so important. This is why I personally like Vim. Now, it doesn't mean you have to use Vim. It's any editor that you use, whether it's Sublime, Atom, TextMate, Dreamweaver, Notepad++, Gedit, whatever. Like, whatever you're using, you just need to know it inside and out. It's super, super important. If you want to be effective, productive, and generally do better work, like making sure that the editor's doing everything it can for you, you really need to know it like the back of your hand. So Vim allows me to know exactly all the stuff I need to do to improve everything around with my coding all around, but I can also fine-tune it to suit what I'm doing as well. Most of your editors can do this, so like Atom, for example, and Sublime, they have a lot of really great config that you can change, as well as plugins and stuff like that. Now, you need to know about all this stuff. It's something that you really should invest time in, and I don't think a lot of people do, which it's a little bit concerning. I mean, this is something that most people are going to spend a lot of their, or a bulk of their time of the day actually in, is your editor. So I'm really trying to drive this point home, is to really, really, really nut out everything there is to do with your editor. Really get to know it. Again, it just should not, you shouldn't have to think like, oh, how do I go to a new tab? How do I create a new tab? How do I create a split? How do I run tests from my editor if I do that? Things like that make a big, big difference. How do I jump to certain lines? How do I jump to a file? Finding out how to do this is really important, as well as to go on further on with that, learning the shortcuts. There's heaps of shortcuts. There's some really great shortcuts in Sublime and Atom, even Dreamweaver. There's heaps and heaps of little things. So I'd say spend, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, or just whatever you can kind of scrap together, even if it's just once a week, just to go over a new feature in your editor or something you haven't played around with, and just see what's there and see how you can kind of just try to be more conscious about it and try and work it in. Say, for example, here's a good exercise. You work on some code, but you flip between two files quite often. Most likely your editor has a way to do split windows, and it might be easier for you to, or split panes, tabs, whatever you want to call it, but you can easily have them side by side and see, so you can go back and forth on them a lot quicker. So work out how your editor does a split and how you can navigate between the splits, anything like that. That's a really good exercise. I suggest doing that. Now, if you're someone who's like, well, I don't spend that much time in an editor, well, that might not be the tool that you need to focus on. If you're a designer and most of the time you're in Sketch or Photoshop, learning about, let's say the Photoshop side, how you export assets that might be needed for a web design or something, some kind of collateral, need to work out how to do that efficiently. Maybe you need to do a certain process over and over again. If you're not researching and knowing all the things that your tool can do, like actions in Photoshop, which can you can essentially record like a macro of all this stuff you need to do, if you knew about that, you could probably save a lot of time during your day if you're doing a lot of the same repetitive tasks over and over again. So that's really important. If you're in Sketch, learning all the shortcuts, learning how you can easily set up default line spacing or reusable components or symbols, things like that, that's super, super important. And I can guarantee you will see a huge, huge difference in your workflow. Whether you're a designer, developer, if you just work in the browser, if you're a site builder, whatever, there's something you need to make sure that you know everything inside and out about. If you're, this also goes into actual software itself. So if you're developing in WordPress, that essentially is a tool. Like if you're a WordPress developer or a Drupal developer, that's your tool. You should know how everything works inside and out. So I did this with Drupal as I was doing Drupal full-time for quite a while. And, to build a site very, very quickly, because Drupal is very much a building block, I got very, very proficient simply because I spent the time to learn what was there and what I could use, the different modules, things like that. It makes a huge, huge difference. Like I can get the basics and or a fair chunk of a Drupal site built up really, really quickly. Knowing how to do those things and getting everything in place, it's super, super important. I really just want to drive that home. So this is the one thing that I suggest to everyone. This is kind of like a homework assignment. Please just pick something. It can be, once a day, once a week, once a month. Just try and work at it. But find a tool that you use very often and really learn it inside and out. Now, it might seem like a big task. You're like, oh, well, I've got this IDE that I'm using, like PHP Storm or WebStorm. There's a lot to it. Just one little bit a day or one little bit a week. Just learn a new little feature and then try and make sure you utilize it. If there's a shortcut, for example, you're not used to, get a piece of paper, stick it to your desk or your monitor or whatnot, and just have it there so you can easily see it and go, okay, cool, and do that. And it'll eventually become muscle memory. Same again with your browser. If there's something you're forgetting to use all the time, it's really handy. Just put some kind of post-it note or sticky tape some paper down and just have that easily visible. And that way you just keep it up there until it's cemented in your head, and then you can replace it with another one and just rinse and repeat. Anyway, if you have been trying to hone your skills or if you have any questions about it, please do leave a tweet on @CodaCatchUp on Twitter, or send an email through to codacatchup@gmail.com. I've just set that up. So if you want to send it an email and be a bit more private about it, send it through to codacatchup@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can also leave a comment on codacatchup.com. Anyway, I'd love to know your feedback and everything. If you do have some time as well, please do leave a rating and a review on iTunes. I'd really, really appreciate it. As well as make sure you subscribe and tell your friends. I'm sure that they'll find something useful they can get out of this podcast. And let's just spread the love a bit. All right, we'll catch you the next episode.